Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX. And our travel expert, Matthew Rumley, has been to France many times leading groups. He's driven the roads and traveled by rail, but he spent his last trip on the River Seine. Rumley tells 88.5's Ed Ronco that sometimes a slight change of perspective can make a familiar place seem brand new.
Well, Matthew, you recently spent a month or so leading tours on the Seine. On a boat going back and forth through France.
Yes. Started right by the Eiffel Tower and then cruised north through the countryside of Normandy, which was stunning. I mean, past these beautiful chateaus and beautiful horse pastures and rolling hills and apple orchards, all the way to Le Havre, which is the main French port, one of the largest in Europe, right on the Atlantic Ocean.
And one of the great things about this kind of travel is that, for you anyways, that you sometimes get to meet the captain, you get to hang out in the wheelhouse a little bit, and that happened here.
Right. So I had the opportunity to spend 2 weeks with one of the coolest captains I have ever encountered. And I've spent quite a bit of time working on ships on the ocean and also on rivers. Captain Jerome was really accessible. He was really fun. And he was in love with, Jerome's only like 40, but he was in love with classic American rock from, let's say, the late 60s to the early 70s. So he'd always have that cranked.
Well, and not just in love with, but a participant. Let's take a listen.
Give me the beat, boys, to free my soul. Want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Okay, so he's having a good time up there in the wheelhouse, singing away as he navigates the River Seine.
You know, he is a fifth or sixth, I think he said, sixth generation captain on the rivers of France. And he had all these black and white photos, you know, in the wheelhouse of his grandfather and his grandmother, you know, in these old barges that would be towed upstream by horses. And, you know, the history, just the sheer history of that family and what they've seen and how they've seen France change over the years was just amazing. And then on top of that, you know, you have this layer of American classic rock inserted into that as you're cruising up to the Eiffel Tower. And it creates this really bizarre evening, but it was truly magical.
What's your big takeaway?
A couple of things. We were cruising with some French jazz artists, one in particular, Franck Omsalam, who's a great jazz pianist from Paris. You know, here he is. He's a Parisian, and he's with his wife, and they live there, and I'm with also the captain. And he was just talking about how he had spent years and years and years up in Normandy and Paris, and that he'd never seen it from the water. He'd never seen the countryside and the villages and the towns like Rouen and Vernon and all these really charming towns. And it was wonderful just to see it through his eyes. I mean, as a Frenchman. And the other thing is, it's really relaxing. I mean, just to sit out and have a glass of wine and go through the countryside.
That sounds like you had a really good time.
Oh, had a magnifique time.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Merci, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can hear more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.